49 people are dead following mass shootings at two mosques full of worshippers Friday in New Zealand. Authorities charged one person, detained three others, and defused explosive devices in what appeared to be a carefully planned racist attack. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke about the suspects, calling it a terrorist attack. The man who claimed responsibility said he chose New Zealand because of its location to show that even the most remote parts of the world were not free of mass immigration. World leaders expressed condolences and condemnation on Friday, while Muslim leaders said the mass shooting was evidence of a rising tide of violent anti-Islam sentiment. Ethiopian Airlines said Friday French investigators have started to analyze the flight recorders from the doomed plane. The New York Times reported the pilot requested permission to return shortly after takeoff as the plane dipped up and down and appeared to gain speed. The report cited a person who reviewed air traffic communications. An airline spokesman has said the pilot was given permission to return, but the plane crashed minutes later, killing all 157 people on board. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 has been grounded in all countries as the U.S.-based company faces the challenge of proving the jets are safe amid suspicions that faulty software might have contributed to two deadly crashes in less than 6 months. Officials said Friday U.S.-backed Syrian forces' push to defeat the Islamic State group has been slowed by the presence of civilians and scores of prisoners held by the extremist. The official with the Syrian Democratic Forces said IS militants are still holding some 300 prisoners, both civilians and SDF fighters. The military campaign to uproot the militants started in September, pushing them down towards the last quarter near the Iraqi border. This week, the SDF resumed its final push. This is VOA News. A senior North Korean official said Friday Kim Jong-un will soon decide whether to continue diplomatic talks and maintain his moratorium on missile launches and nuclear tests. This comes after a breakdown in talks with the U.S. last month. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. will revoke or deny visas to international criminal court personnel looking to investigate alleged abuses by American forces in Afghanistan. Pompeo also said Friday the U.S. had already moved against some employees of the Hague-based court, but declined to say how many or what cases they may have been investigating. The ICC prosecutor has a pending request to look into possible war crimes in Afghanistan that may involve Americans. The Palestinians have also asked the court to bring cases against Israel. Ongoing peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban have been touted by a number of American government officials as the best chance in decades to bring peace to Afghanistan. But a series of comments by key Afghan officials suggest the talks are instead widening a rift between Washington and Kabul. The most pointed criticism has come from Afghan National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib, who slammed the U.S. strategy as nothing more than a glorified surrender while in Washington for meetings this week. Nigerian officials said Friday 20 people are confirmed dead in the school building that collapsed in Lagos on Wednesday, and most of them are children. Officials have said the three-story residential building had been marked for demolition, and the school was operating illegally on the top two floors. Rescue crews halted their search on Thursday, saying they had reached the building's foundation without finding any other victims. A Spanish rights activist said Thursday 45 migrants died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Spain, including pregnant women. A Moroccan official said the Royal Marines rescued at least 21 migrants Thursday, one day after their rubber dinghy floundered. One body was recovered, he said, but he was unaware of the total number of dead. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service said it offered Moroccan authorities logistical help for the search and rescue operation on Wednesday and Thursday. Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan has flatly denied that the United States would ask nations that house U.S. troops to pay the full cost of service members deployed on their territory, plus 50% more, for the privilege of American defense. Last week, media reports said President Trump, was considering ramping up financial costs for wealthy allies such as Japan, South Korea, and Germany to house American bases. The report said the allies would be required to pay 150% of the basing cost. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.